some of those too.
Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you, Ramey. All right, I'd like to call today's Thursday, July 21st, 2025, ADA board meeting to order. And I would request Ramey do a roll call of the board members.
Commissioner Sandy. Policy Director Smythe.
Present.
Mr. Kindig.
Here.
Fogel.
Here.
Mr. Elledge.
Here.
Mr. Cyrus. Chair Pruse.
Aye.
You have a quorum.
Mr. Who?
Our new board member.
Excuse me?
Explain who our new board member is, Randy.
Oh, sure. So, sorry, Chair, I wasn't paying attention for a second. Sure. So the governor's appointed Eli Cyrus to the ADA board, replacing Mr. Viblemore. And Eli's background is he's born and raised, I believe, in Kiana. He's a resident of Northwest Arctic Borough. He's been a chairman of the NANA board, very familiar with the Ambler Project, and also, I think, runs a small business out of Kiana.
Okay. All right, next up on the agenda is our agenda approval.
This is Bill Kindig. I move to approve the agenda as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Does anybody have any additions, modifications, clarifications? Any objections to adopt the agenda as presented? Hearing and seeing none, our agenda is approved. That brings us to prior minutes of August 6, 2025. Board members had an opportunity to look at those prior minutes.
August 6th, 2025.
Yeah. Oh, available August 6th. I'm sorry, going too fast. So I guess we don't have any today. Public comments. So today, on the public comments, I'll ask everybody to who wants to make a public comment, limit to 2 minutes. Please state your name and affiliation if you have one. Clearly, for our records. I'll start in the boardroom. Is anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? No one raises their hand. Is there anybody online, Ramey?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you called. Please clearly state your name and your affiliation if you have one. Chair, there are no members on the line at this time.
Thank you, Ramey. I'll close the public comments for now. Brings us to item number 6, new business, which is we're going right into executive session, it looks like, to discuss confidential deliberative matters related to ANWR seismic upgrade update, Ambler update, ADA financials, personnel, and the Ketchikan shipyard. And all these are subject to the deliberative process, process privilege, executive process privilege, and other legal whatever you call it, from the Open Meetings Act. Also, matters related to ADA are subject to the attorney-client privilege will be discussed. I will take a motion in a second.
This is Bill Kindig. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: AMR seismic update, Ambler update, ADA financials, personnel, Ketchikan shipyard, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, and are matters that are attorney-client privileged, and matters involving consideration of issues that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.62.310(c)(1), (3), and (4), and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Albert. I'll second.
All right. Any discussion before we go into executive session? Seeing none, Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy? Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Cyrus? Chair Prus?
Yes.
You have a quorum, sir.
All right. So I...
Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you, Remy. I'll advise to the public, the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while executive session, and it was limited to discussion of matters directly protected from the public disclosures by the Open Meeting Act. With that being said, Randy, you mentioned something about some lowering costs on financing for projects, you know, that we're going to be doing, looking at here in the near future.
Correct, Mr. Chair. So ADA executive team is always looking for opportunities to make the best use of our assets that we have, to keep financing costs down on our projects as much as we can, and to spread our financing abilities out across as many projects as we can. That's consistent with our statutory mission of economic development and jobs for Alaskans. We have been working in that area looking at some options for contracts or agreements that would allow us to keep financing costs down, allow us to perhaps do more with the assets that we have, including the bonding if necessary, and what we can do to keep our bond ratings as positive as possible. So that is an area of work that we have been undertaking, Mr. Chair, and happy to share some more information in a bit.
So what would you recommend us to do for that?
Sure.
Is that a resolution to help you, or what would that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. So we do, staff has put together a resolution in this regard that would allow myself as the executive director to review, research, possibly enter into forms of contracts and agreements that would allow us to accomplish all or as many of those goals as possible.
So you'd have to spend a few minutes to work on that resolution?
Correct.
How much time do you need?
If we could have probably 15 minutes, Chair, that would be good.
All right. So that would add to our agenda for today. Do I have a motion to amend the agenda to facilitate this financial instrument that the executive director?
This is Bill Kendig's. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second the motion to amend the agenda. I guess we would be adding an additional item under director comments or under new business.
Yeah, it would be under new business. Is there any objection? Hearing that the agenda is amended, Randy, it's about 12:30. Come back and present us with the resolution that you're thinking about with Ken, the attorney.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you. So, Randy, you've given us a resolution here, and I'll read it in the record. Resolution G25-04, resolution Alaska Industrial Export Authority authorizing the executive director to research or attempt to enter into agreement arrangements. Do you want to speak to this, Randy?
Yes, I can, Chair. So, this resolution, G25-04, in front of the chair and the members of the board, walks through in a number of whereas clauses the mission of ADA to promote and advance the economic welfare and create jobs for the people of the state of Alaska. And it also walks through a number of our powers, which include the ability to enter into contracts and agreements. And it also talks about the ability to create additional accounts in the revolving fund or other funds, and our discretion to basically manage our assets for the greatest possible achievement of the mission, the statutory mission. And after those whereas clauses, Mr. Chair, if approved by the board, myself, the executive director, would be authorized to engage in reviewing, researching, finding opportunities for ADA to maximize the benefits of its assets in terms of keeping financing costs as low as possible for our projects, spreading out our financing ability across more projects if we can, basically do as much as we can without with what we have, and to also find ways to gain the best bond rating, positive bond rating that we can, which further drives down financing costs. So staff has been engaged in these efforts for some time, which include looking at options from the federal level, programs that are in place at the Department of Energy, the Title 17 programs, as well as Department of Defense programs related to critical minerals, as well as ways to consolidate our assets and manage them to the maximum extent we can. And so this resolution represents those recitals of our missions and measures, basically, and then authorize me to go forward and continue researching, reviewing, looking for opportunities, and to enter into those opportunities as we find the best ones available.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to put it on, and then we'll take questions after that.
This is Bill Kendig. I move Resolution G25-04, Resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority, authorizing the Executive Director to research and potentially enter into agreements, contracts, or other arrangements.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Okay, discussion from the board members with Randy.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Albert.
Randy, by putting this type of arrangement together, how will this help our larger projects move forward in Alaska?
Sure. Thank you, Member Fogel. So different structures, corporate forms, trust agreements, those will all allow us to consolidate resources, and the more we can keep financing costs down, the more likely it is that a project will receive a go-ahead, a green light, and actually produce those jobs and revenue, including royalties for the state and the permanent fund. And so it's to everyone's benefit if we can find ways to consolidate, maximize the use of our assets for the benefit of achieving our mission, really. So the lower we can get financing costs and keep our bond ratings as high as possible to also keep financing costs down, those are all things that ultimately help us achieve our mission.
Thank you. Are there other organizations such as ours and other states doing similar things like this?
I believe there are. So there's I don't know that there's an economic development authority in every single state, but most states have them. And we have checked with the organization that monitors those development finance authorities, I think they're called, and there are numerous opportunities, joint ventures, corporate forms, partnerships, master limited partnerships, trusts, and other things that are used to achieve those goals, similar goals as we have for economic development and jobs.
Okay. And my final question is this will also help us with the bonding rating agencies as well, allow us to potentially raise funds through bonds for larger projects as well, correct?
That's correct, Member Fogel, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Randy, what is our current bond rating?
Currently, we don't have a up-to-date rating, Mr. Elledge. We are going to have to complete some of our review work here to consolidate assets and revenue, and then we'll have to go get a new bond rating. We haven't issued bonds for quite a while. But they, you know, with the projects we have pending, it's likely we will need to.
But is that quite an expense to ADA?
It's not insignificant, but I don't believe it's, you know, into the millions of dollars or anything. Most of the legwork is done internally by staff as we put together our revenue projections and cash flow work to support the bond underwriting. And so a lot of the work is done in-house.
Thank you, Randy.
Nope.
Just from my own understanding here, is there an approximate timeline that ADA has established as it pertains to the next bond rating?
We don't have a set timeline, but we do want to, we are actively working now to pull together all the information that's needed to support a bond rating. And so we have had some preliminary discussions, I believe, with Moody's. So we'll be advancing and just getting that rating set, even though we may not need to actually issue bonds for an additional period. But we're going to go ahead and actively get everything in order and then go forward and get our rating.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
So Randy, with this resolution, does that promulgate or help accelerate getting a bond rating or a favorable bond rating? And if so, when we talk about, you know, basis points mm-hmm. for loans or bonds, what would you say would be target savings by doing this?
Sure. So that is the goal. One of the main goals is to achieve a better bond rating, which reduces financing costs for our bond projects. And we are shooting for, we believe, a 50 to 100 basis point improvement in our ultimate financing costs. Yeah.
Which is significant for similar to something like Ambler Road, where there's hundreds of millions of dollars would be out in bonds.
That's correct. As you know, the larger the project and the larger the duration of the financing, the dollars become very significant very fast.
Okay. So before I ask the question, is there any other questions?
Just one comment.
Go ahead.
So there's a few mega projects that ADA's looking at, and really pleased that we're moving forward with looking at that bond rating to improve our position and our time that it will take to accomplish our goal.
That is correct.
Good idea.
Yeah. Lots
now, I'll give you an example. On a billion-dollar bond, it's $10 million a year.
That's right.
It's $1 million a month savings. So it is significant.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, folks. Randy. Appreciate the input. Randy, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy? Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Cyrus? Chair Prus?
A.
Motion passes, sir.
The what? A.
Q started it.
All right, next up on the agenda is from the director comments. Randy?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a few project updates. Quickly, we did file our Army Corps application for a 404 permit. That is filed and complete. That was quite an effort, but we did get it completed. It's underway, and we've asked for expedited permitting, which is available under President Trump's executive orders. And so I believe Jeff's our project manager has already reached out to the Army Corps, and we'll stay in close contact with them. Moving forward, and would just note that we're using a method for delineation of wetlands that is developed by our hydrologist that we hired here to comply with the U.S. Supreme Court decision. And it's a bit of cutting edge work, but we think we're very solid on it, and it's going to allow us to move ahead quickly.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Item, the next item is, the next regularly scheduled board meeting is right now for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm not looking at a proposal. I don't really see anything on it critical. Is there anything critical that we have to actually have that meeting on August 6th?
There's only one item, Mr. Chair, and that would relate to the authority on the related to the Ketchikan Shipyard. So that would be the only item I can think of that's time pressing.
So, but we could call a meeting to address that at any time, right?
That's correct.
So yeah, you're currently in discussions with a potential operator?
That's correct.
Right. So unless the board has an objection, why don't we postpone that August 6th meeting to a future date, subject to staff's recommendation?
Sounds good, Chair.
All right. That brings us to board comments.
So are we going to do a date specific?
No. No, there'll be a call to the chair. She'll do a poll, and you know, until we know what we have to talk about, it's hard to put a date down.
How much notice do we have to give for a public meeting?
5 days. 3 days? 3 business days?
3 days.
3 days. 3 business days.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Howard.
Randy, Kent, I know this was a big undertaking, putting together the opportunity to pool our resources and put together these documents. And the innovative thinking of ways to lower the cost of doing projects in Alaska, you should be applauded for. That's going to be something that pays dividends not only for us, but for future generations and future ADA boards. And I know it's not just the both of you, but the entire staff. I just want to say thank you. And Randy, your leadership again is proving to be just excellent. So thank you.
Thank you, Member Fogle.
Yeah, I'll echo the same sentiments. And I'd like to thank Randy and your staff for the extra work you put in and are going to put in regarding the Ketchikan Yard. It's pretty essential, and I really appreciate the extra time and effort.
Thank you.
Do you have any?
Yeah, just appreciate the work, especially with Kent getting us up to speed on some of the rather in-depth documents that we were that were disseminated to us. So thank you. This is on point.
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
Very exciting times for Alaska with all the projects that that may be close to starting and things that we have already started. I know that your plate must have sideboards to hold all these things at one time. It's just a wonderful opportunity for me personally as a board member just to understand and hear some of these things that staff is contending with and moving forward on, most importantly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So first, I'd like staff, Randy, thank you and staff for today's work. And I also make a comment that I had a conversation John Binkley with the railroad, and then followed up by John Shively, the chair of the railroad, about doing a joint board meeting to facilitate synergies between both boards, between both organizations, to perpetuate opportunities related to what you just talked about. Things could happen where the railroad and ADA could play in a joint effort to help facilitate opportunities in the state. And I've asked Randy to reach out to Bill Lirley, the president of the railroad, to facilitate a joint meeting with the boards. Have you had a chance to talk about that?
I did have a chance to speak with Mr. O'Leary, and we're working on a structure, and we'll circulate it.
Okay. Yep. So just FYI with the board. So, you know, I would envision it would be the initial concept, subject to change without notice, would be both boards would visit together electronically in person, both, talk about ideas, concepts, what's coming down the pike, how we both can parlay our resources and expertise to benefit the state, then followed by setting up a small board group between the two to facilitate, I guess the best word is facilitate both organizations to move forward on the vision. So I guess that's the best way to put it. So I just want to let the board know that. And this is also a priority of the governor to facilitate this. And so we're not going to leave any stone unturned as far as opportunities that are coming down the pike and what ADA can do to participate in them.
Synergy.
Okay. All right. So with that, I...